greatest eye in the world. I'm John Batchelor. Off to the moon. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black here. He has an image up from Chandrayaan 3. This is India's space company. Looks like a success. Anything funny, Bob?
Nope. India's space agency, ISRO, launched this lunar orbiter to become a lander last week. It entered lunar orbit over the weekend. It's in lunar orbit. As it was getting into lunar orbit, it took some pictures. They released a short movie of those pictures. I linked to it on Behind the Black and included one screen capture. It just shows the camera and the equipment is running properly. It's now in lunar orbit. It's lowering that orbit, planning for a descent of its Vikram lander on August 23rd to land in the high southern latitudes of the moon. Once Vikram lands, if it lands successfully, it's got a rover that will then begin to rove for approximately 2 weeks of Earth time, one lunar day, essentially, the daytime part of the day. So keep your fingers crossed they'll succeed this time. This is their second attempt to land on the moon.
The brave little toaster that can fly. Ingenuity. 54th flight. But there's information. What is it, Bob?
Yeah, this is an interesting thing. When they did their 53rd flight, for some reason they did not announce the end of the flight. They did not do a tweet saying, we've done it again. They did nothing. They didn't add any information on the flight log. I couldn't understand why they didn't tell us anything. Well, Ingenuity has now completed its 54th flight, the next flight, and that was simply a short hop up and down. They went up about 16 feet and then came back down. It was a flight for about 25 seconds. And the reason they did that short hop is because it now turns out, they tell us, that the 53rd flight, the previous one, had ended prematurely. That's why they didn't post any flight log information. I guess they wanted to make sure everything was okay before they told us anything. This is Soviet-era propaganda. You don't say anything bad until you got something good to add to it. But either way, the flight, for some reason, ended prematurely, about half its flight. And so they did this hop to test things, to make sure it's going to work, to pin down more closely where it was, and maybe prepare for future flights. This is part of, learning how to use helicopters on another planet, John. It's not a simple engineering, and so things don't always go right. In fact, Ingenuity has been remarkably successful. The few problems it's had are wonderfully few for such a really cutting-edge piece of technology.
Bob, the Curiosity, the rover, is before an extremely large mountain. Is that Mount Sharp?
No, that's Kukanon. That's just simply a small butte about 400 feet high that's in the foothills of Mount Sharp. Mount Sharp is like 13,000 feet high, so it's much, much bigger. This is just, they're right at the very base of Kukanon, so of course it looks pretty spectacular, and it is spectacular because Kukanon has numerous layers, and every one of those layers tells us something about the geological history of Mars and Gale Crater. In fact, there's probably so much information in this one navigation panorama that I posted on Behind the Black that geologists could be studying that one picture for probably decades before they'd even delve all the information out of it. It's also spectacular. We're on a rover that's actually climbing among mountains on another planet. I just think that's really wonderful.
Voyager 2, 30 seconds, Bob.
Just good news. They did an attempt early to see if they could regain complete control, and it worked. They got complete control over it. Friday of last week, and they now the spacecraft is totally back in operation. It is going to run out of power soon, but right now we've got it. It works.
Bob Zimmerman, Behind the Black. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.